Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And Wendy, I was sitting there and I was just writing down what I thought about, you know, the fake news media. And I said they're sleazy. And after listening to some of the fake news that's being put out there and watching some of this stuff that's taking place right now in the Ukraine, where you were seeing it has been set up. It's all photographed. It's unbelievable, the line. So anyhow, I wrote down sleazy for the fake news meaning lying, and then untruthful, and then talk, just talk. And so when I did that, and I looked, and it came up with slut. Slut media, S-L-U-T, and slut media. And so that's what the moniker that we're giving now on the fake news media, because there's so much that people don't realize. They're sitting there and they're watching, and these people present it like it's true. And boy, do we see that. In fact, give you an example. This morning, Jim Himes, Representative Jim Himes, a Democrat, was on C-SPAN, and he was lying like a rug. He was lying like a rug. He was saying that President Trump was lying. There was no election fraud. That President Trump was lying. There was no election fraud. And that President Trump caused the January 6th insurrection. That is a lie told by liars. That is a lie told by a liar. And boy, I would love to have him come on this radio program and say that across from me, but he never would. You know why? Because then we would go to the facts of the matter. In fact, right here in front of me, I've got exclusive Aaron Babbitt. We will drag our bloody stumps across the ground before we'll stop fighting for Ashley. You know, Ashley Babbitt was murdered. She was murdered by a dirty cop. She was murdered. I watched it. I watched this dirty cop shoot and murder her in cold blood. But because he's a deathocrat and because he's a part of Nasty Pelosi's criminal cartel there, the dirty cops there in D.C., he hasn't been punished. Why? Why hasn't he been charged for murder? Well, what is it that he could say that could cause Nasty Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and others a lot of trouble? Well, anyhow, I'm going to be playing a clip now here, and this clip is going to be by Russell Bentley and Regis Tremble. And it's about what's happening in Ukraine, and this has got to do with what we've been talking about, too, on these bio labs that you're not hearing. I'm sorry. Francis Boyle and Regis Tremble, yeah, is reporting on the bioweapons that we reported on weeks and weeks ago. So go ahead and take it away, Mighty Andrew.
Conversations. The topic these days is Ukraine. My guest has been on the show before. He's got some incredibly important videos we've done with tens of thousands of views. Francis Boyle. He teaches international law at the University of Illinois. Francis, welcome back to the show.
Well, Regis, thank you for having me. I'm my best to your viewing audience.
Well, you know, in this part of the world, everything is about Ukraine. But we're going to talk about just one thing that you're an expert on. It was revealed in the last couple of days that the Russians had discovered and captured some documentation in biological labs. Now, Francis, I know you know about this. I've seen a map that showed maybe a dozen of these labs in Ukraine. What can you tell me about the legitimacy of these claims that the Russians have captured some of these and have documentation proving that the United States is involved?
Well, Regis, let me first start by explaining my background here. In 1985, at a congressional briefing on Capitol Hill, I called for implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention for the United States in order to counteract the Reagan administration and their neoconservatives abusing DNA genetic engineering for the purpose of research, developing, and stockpiling biological weapons. That's how long the United States government has been involved in this. And my plea then led for me to draft that U.S. domestic implementing legislation known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, that's still on the books today, and was approved unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President George Bush Sr. I'm a political independent, with the approval of the United States Department of Justice. Now, that's how long I have been opposing United States biological warfare programs, and my legislation provides for life imprisonment for all U.S. nationals and residents involved in research, development, testing, et cetera, of biological weapons with DNA, genetic engineering, synthetic biology, gain of function, or any other mechanism or device. Based on my staying on top of this field since about 1983 or so, it does seem to me that these allegations by the Russian government are credible, yes. And my assessment of these U.S. biowarfare labs in Ukraine and also surrounding Russia, if you take a look at the map, at they are all offensive biological warfare weapons facilities that were being designed at some point for use against Russia. Yes, now, that's my conclusion.
I have heard that the United States funding and organizing these labs have also been connecting Russian DNA. Is that a fact? Do you know about that?
Yes, of course, Regis. I've given interviews to Russian media on these circumstances. Yes. And they've only been broadcast over there in Russia on TV and documentaries. But yes, they were harvesting Russian DNA for the purpose of manufacturing an ethnic-specific biological warfare weapon against ethnic Russians, correct. And indeed, after I gave an interview over there on Russian TV, I recommended President Putin stop this, and a law was passed. I don't know if it's because of me, but a law was passed to prevent this harvesting. And if you don't believe it, Regis, I'm sure you're aware of the Project for the New American Century, the neocon manifesto. Right. Well, in my book, Biowarfare and Terrorism, right here, on page 55, you will see that the neocons, including Victoria Nuland, who just testified,
I got to stop here for a minute so we can give that number out, folks. I got to keep those phones ringing. I only have 2 days after today, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Wendy, Joe, what you just heard, and there's much more to come, is nothing like what you're hearing on any of the slut media, is there?
No, they're not talking about, there's so many things they're not talking about.
All righty, we want to say Susan in Staten Island pledges 20, Mary from Rocky River pledges 50, Celeste in Michigan pledges 100, Brandon in Michigan pledges 50, folks. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it coming. What do you think, Wendy?
Well, it's not surprising. It's what's sad about it.
all of this thing, you know, and what you brought tonight, you're not hearing any of this out there on any, I mean, we're being betrayed. People don't realize how much they're being betrayed by the fake news media. All right, let's go back to the clip. Go ahead and bring us back over there.
Advocate biological warfare and endorse it. And not only that, but ethnic-specific biological warfare. Let me read this here, quote. This is page 55 of my book from the PNAC report, quote. So the PNAC people, the Bush Jr. administration's foreign affairs and defense policies has staffed its bureaucracies. In their seminal report on rebuilding America's defenses, publicly recommended numerous policies for adoption by the United States government, in particular, quote, and advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool, unquote, to a politically useful tool. This is the manifesto of the neocons going back to September 2000, such as Newland and many of the others. So this really goes back to Zbigniew Brzezinski's, when he worked for Carter, counter-ethnic nuclear targeting, where Brzezinski took the position that Russia is ruled by the great Russian ethnic group. And therefore, when it comes to strategic nuclear targeting doctrine, the United States should target great Russians as such, and the Soviet Union would collapse. Now, I've called, in my own writing and other work, lecture, said that this policy is clearly genocidal. And I would say the same for the harvesting of the DNA of the great Russian people. Yes, this is genocidal. I condemn it in the strongest terms possible. Yes.
Yeah, and I think not only genocidal, it's pure evil. And we were talking about Victoria Nuland.
Well, right, just before we get into Nuland, yes, this is a Nazi mentality at work here along the lines of Dr. Mengele. There's no other word to describe it based on my study of, the history of the Nazis, right? We're seeing a Nazi mentality at work here, like Dr. Mengele and the Nuremberg medical doctor's case, which we've already discussed before, Regis, in a previous interview.
Yeah, and you've been very clear about how you've described the people who are working on these biological and chemical weapons. Yeah, you've called them death scientists and Nazis, and I don't know that there's a better definition of that and what's been going on. So did this research begin with the Nazis in World War II?
Well, yes, Regis. I'm not exaggerating here. Remember, I'm a lawyer and a law professor. I spent my whole career doing this type of work, and I don't exaggerate. You really have to go back and read the Nuremberg medical doctor's case to see that they were working on biological warfare weapons at that time in that case. So, yes, that's how far back this goes. During the Second World War, President Franklin Roosevelt authorized or instructed Merck of Merck Chemical to develop our own biological warfare weapons program in reaction to what the Nazis were reportedly doing. Just like the Einstein letter to Roosevelt recommending an atom bomb because he had word that the Nazis were doing it, right? So, but I'm not exaggerating here. You know, I'm a lawyer, I'm a law professor. I wouldn't make any claims that I don't believe I could prove in court based on the public record, right?
Yeah, well, I think you are unquestionably the leading expert on these biological and chemical weapons and their development ever since you began in 1983. There's no doubt in my mind. So let me ask you.
Let me also say then one thing. You know, the Russian army is now in Ukraine, and in my opinion, they have to secure these laboratories first. They just can't blow them up. It's too dangerous. The United States, made that mistake in Gulf War I. We had given biological weapons to Saddam Hussein in the hope and expectation that he would use them against Iran. And then when our troops got in there, they blew these weapons up and contaminated themselves, infected themselves. So the Russian army is going to have to be very careful, secure these facilities, and then bring in their own top biological warfare weapons experts to decontaminate them completely. And then rather than blow them up, just render them permanently inoperable so they can never be used again. Now, I know Russia has its own biological warfare experts, but that's how dangerous all this is. And you know, not just for Russian troops, but also for the innocent people of Ukraine and all humanity. We have to be very careful how to take care of these labs for the sake of everyone involved.
Yeah, this is just another horrific possible outcome of the United States activity with these biological weapons labs, how they could be used on civilian populations. They could put the whole world at risk. I heard in another interview that you gave, You said how much the United States has spent in the development of these biological weapons. Could you share that with me, please?
Sure. The last time I looked into figures, because I've been pretty busy, Regis, but the last time I checked into figures, after the terrorist attacks of 9/11/2001, until October of 2015, we've had here in the United States about 13,000 Nazi death scientists doing this type of research, development, testing, stockpiling biological warfare weapons for use. 13,000 as of 2015. I haven't looked into it since then. And second, as of 2015, from September 11th, we spent, and I did tote the figures up in October 2015, $100 billion on research, development, testing of offensive biological warfare weapons to be used. To give you an idea here, in 2015 constant dollars, the Manhattan Project for the development of the atom bomb cost $40 billion. So clearly, this is a weapons-related program. As a matter of fact, then, certainly after 9/11/2001, the United States has developed an offensive biological warfare industry in this country that has spread all over the world with these bio warfare labs. This is as bad before we became a party to the Biological Weapons Convention in 1974. The Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Cy Hirsch wrote an expose on the amount and extent of the U.S. biowarfare industry before the Biological Weapons Convention. That book was about 1986. And it's all in there. And basically, we have resurrected that entire industry in spades. And that's what's in place now.
So not only has the United States refused to destroy their chemical and biological weapons, they've been mass producing these things. They have not stopped production. In fact, as you just have said, it's exploded. It's turned into an industry. That's really frightening. I have one
other point before we go on. With respect to the chemical weapons and this allegation that there might be a false flag by Russia, That's what psychoanalysis calls projection. We're projecting onto them what we're planning to do. But the truth of the matter is, there is only one government in the entire world that has refused absolutely adamantly for years to divest itself of its chemical weapons, and that is the United States of America. There was a deadline, a date certain for the United States to get rid of all of its chemical weapons as of, I think it was 2012, and they have refused. So they still have advanced chemical weapons of all sorts. And now, maybe there are other governments that covertly have chemical weapons. I don't know. But there is a chemical weapons organization that engages in inspections and is supposed to determine this. But only the United States is an open and material breach of the Chemical Weapons Convention with their chemical weapons. That's another side story here, Regis. And you have to understand the legal regime for chemical weapons and biological weapons are somewhat different.
Well, I want to go back. In my last question, I'm going to take us back to the beginning. You firmly believe that the United States has funded and organized and set up these labs in Ukraine. Victoria Nuland even admitted this in front of the United States Senate, a hearing. Tell me a little bit about that. And she seemed to be absolutely clear that the United States had these labs there.
Yes, as I said, Nuland, as you well know, Regis, is a longtime neoconservative. I can't recall, I haven't had a chance, if Nuland signed the Project for a New American Century. I guess you could go back and find out who signed the thing. That was the neocon manifesto. I believe it was drafted by John Bolton, just off the top of my head. You'd have to research this. So, and I told you, this is 2000. They endorsed ethnic-specific biological warfare weapons, as well as other biowarfare weapons. So she knows what she's talking about, right? And you remember, she also was involved in the 2014 coup against the democratically elected Yanukovych government there in Ukraine that we talked about. She bragged they spent $5 billion on it and then put Yats there in power. And you have a neo-Nazi regime there in Ukraine with access to biological weapons. So, you know, this is extremely dangerous, what's going on here, Roland.
Yeah, and I just want to make clear for people that will watch this and will listen to you in the United States that Victoria Nuland, in her testimony, admitted that the United States had these labs in Ukraine. So people can't go around saying, oh, Russia just made it up, this type of thing. Well,
right. And you have to understand, these are offensive biological warfare weapons, indeed, labs. Indeed, there is a BSL-3 down there.
All righty, we're gonna stop it right there. But folks, listen, we have, let me see, Celeste in Michigan pledges 100, Brandon in Michigan pledges 50, Judy in Colorado pledges 100, Gloria in Michigan pledges 25. The phone lines have not been ringing. We're in real trouble right now. I mean, we are way behind, okay? 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Wendy and Joe, listen. You know, we talked about this Victoria Nuland. She was a part of that coup. Remember when that happened? We told you back in 2014 what was going on. Again, you know, everything that you just heard here tonight, folks, I think he's a little confused about what conservative. His definition of conservative is not our definition of conservative. But what he is saying, he's telling you what is happening now. I do want to say this. In fact, Joe, you know and I know that, yeah, China, yeah, Russia, yeah, North Korea, a lot of other countries have just like we do. They have these bioweapons just like we do. The whole world's filled with these bioweapons.
Biological and chemical. We know that China and Russia do have them. And North Korea, I'm sure, because they're working on the nuclear.
Do you remember when we had some of the people on this radio program who were soldiers, and they were in Iraq, and their job was to blow up these huge bunkers, bunkers the size of cities, huge, filled with chemical weapons and
all kinds of things. They weren't sure totally what was in them, but they were blowing them up.
Well, they found the barrels that were marked from the United States, and then remember, we had those two U.S. Army intelligence agents on the program live from Iraq, and they said right there, we're watching a convoy stretching from here all the way to Damascus, Syria.
Right.
All the way to Damascus, Syria. And they said in that convoy was filled with old, unstable biological and chemical weapons from Russia that Russia had given.
And possibly nuclear weapons, too.
Yeah, well, and so we saw that, and we had that live. We had them live. Now, remember, what was that general's name? The fellow who was in charge, it was like Blitzmacoff or something like that. Can you remember?
No, I can't.
Anyhow, but
general sense.
His driver and also one of the guys that he appointed to blow up those bunkers became very, very ill because of the chemicals.
Right.
And he had a child, and the child was born
deformed.
Very, very, very deformed. We had him on the radio program. We had his wife on the program. It was unbelievable what was taking place back then, but we brought it all out. And so, anyhow, let me see. What do we have here? Now, Bo from Cleveland pledges 100. Thank you, Bo. Bill from Hartville pledges 100. Thank you, Bill. Okay.
The one problem we're not mentioning is our trouble is we cannot trust our own government. Our own government lies, steals, cheats the people. And here's a perfect story to remember. The Secret Service said they couldn't find these emails about these dozens and dozens and dozens of Hunter Biden trips all over the world, right? And they said, well, we just can't find these search parameters, did not yield anything for 2010, 2011, 2013. But you know who John Solomon is. He's a reporter. He started Just the News.
Oh, yeah.
What he did that the whole Secret Service and U.S. government couldn't do, he found 5 dozen emails between Hunter Biden and his Secret Service handlers. And he found them on the FBIC's laptop. Hunter Biden's own laptop had these emails back and forth with his Secret Service handlers. And so it just right there is total proof our government hides things from us. They lie to us. They deceive us. Now, you look at the spending bill. Remember the big spending bill that was just passed? And in that spending bill,
pork.
Well, we did the pork, but here's the stuff we didn't know. It is so big that it would take an average congressman over 300 hours just to read the bill. And it wasn't read. There are almost 2,741 pages of text. And it's so convoluted. He's saying, you know, here we are in this total debt, $30 trillion in debt. We've grown $5 trillion in the last 2 years, another $2 trillion coming this year with Biden's spending. And the Democrats wanted more money for, what, domestic programs. They wanted another $15 billion for COVID. But we're sitting there, $100 billion is sitting around unspent. I mean, you the more you look into this stuff, government just gave itself huge raises. Congress just gave itself in this bill a 21% increase in their staff budgets. They gave another 20% to the Capitol Police and security. Remember, we're going to ban the cops, but they put 20% increase in for the Metro, D.C. Metro Police and all the things associated. And then they threw in things like $600,000 for lobster pots in Maine, $600,000 for a New York greenhouse, $4.2 million for something dealing with sheep, $1.6 million for a Rhode Island shellfish, $2 million for, quote, a solar power equity program. You were talking about the pork, their stuff.
Yeah, Joe, we got 20 minutes left, folks. Yeah. 20 minutes, 888-281-1110. Listen, we got to hear from you. We got 20 minutes, and wait a minute, I'll tell you just how far off we are right now, because I know that we're nowhere near our goal. The goal's walking in here right now. Let me see here. I'll find it. Okay. Let me see. That's it there? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So right now, we are at, we need $4,470. We're $4,400. We got 20 minutes to raise $4,470. So, all right, we're going to be back right after this. So don't go away. More to come. Call.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there. Arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All right, we're moving in the right direction. We're moving in the right direction. So right now we are down. We need about, let's see, is that a four right there?
Let me see. Yeah, it looks like a four.
Okay, there you go. So now we need, we're down to about, well, that's how much came in, right?
Yeah,
so
that's how much came in.
Okay, so now we are down to about, well, that leaves about 2,500.
Yeah.
We're down to about 25. We need about 2,500. Okay, so praise the good Lord. Now, let me see. Where do we leave off here? Let's see. Oh, Andrea in Illinois pledges 1,800. Thank you, Andrea.
Andrea.
Okay.
Bless her.
Okay, we have James in Minnesota pledges 25. Craig from Michigan pledges 100. All righty, so we're going in the right direction, folks. You got to keep it going. Okay, let me, Wendy and Joe, just think about this. Think about this for a minute. What about this? Just think about this. What if people out there are listening right now? Right now they're listening, and they know they should call in. They know that they should call and pledge it in, but they don't do it. And God's watching. And tomorrow morning they wake up to find out that they have become Democrats. Would that be enough to frighten you into calling in right away?
I can't conceive of that happening, but that would definitely frighten me.
What do you think, Wendy? Where'd she go?
Yeah. It might be enough of a stimulus, yeah.
It might be. Can you think of anything worse?
No, not really.
Yeah, I can think of a couple.
I was thinking when you were talking Proverbs 3, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance. And it's talking about so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Too many times in Scripture, God has just made it clear that if we trust him, that if we give, he will make sure we can keep on giving. And then he says in Psalms 37, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And just going on talking about commit yourself to the Lord, put your trust in him, and he will bring these good things to pass for you. I'm paraphrasing. Can't remember the exact quote. But we have to remember that we are here primarily as watchmen on the wall, because that's what God called you to be. And we are here to preach the gospel and warn the people. And we have put it in your hands out there, the listeners' hands. And we just, all we can do is prayerfully ask that you consider donating, keeping us on the air. And we know we've got an awful lot of listeners, but only a very small percent of those listening have ever donated. So if just 20% of the people listening would donate, we would never have a problem.
I know. But already here, now, you know, in actuality, Joe, on most programs are like ministries like this, only 2-3% of the people actually listening actually donate, okay?
That's right. But a very small percent. So we even had 10-15%. We would never have to worry about paying a bill at a radio station. We could stay on every station easily. So, folks, some of you that have never donated, now might be the best time that you could do, you know, think about helping us. This year is going to be one of the craziest years probably in my life, Pastor Ernie's life. There is more happening on a daily basis than used to happen in 2-3 months sometimes. I think you'd back me up on that. And the voice of the Christian resistance is going to be needed more than ever, ever before. And God had to wait till we were old and a little feeble to put us here. But apparently that was his will. So all we could do is keep fighting the fight. Right, boss?
Right. Now, listen, don't worry, though, because I got this article here. And it's by Christina Lila. And, you know, here's what she writes. That Joe Biden says this. Ready? I bet everybody knows somebody that in an intimate relationship, the guy takes a picture of his naked friend, and then he blackmails them. Now, what
Hunter,
do you think?
Hunter Biden.
Oh, okay.
I don't know Hunter, though, do you?
Yeah, I bet everybody knows somebody. Oh, I see. So that I see what he's saying, that, well, you know, that's kind of a normal thing to do, right?
Right.
I mean,
I know nobody, and I'll bet you don't. I bet Wendy doesn't, and I'll bet everybody in the studio with you. I don't think you could find one person. Andrew.
Maybe Andrew.
No, wait a minute. Be nice to Andrew.
Oh, you ought to see the look on his face. All right. All righty. All right. Hey, folks. Call, please, call, 888-677. We're running out of time. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Give us a call here. We need to hear from you. ASP.
Yeah.
Or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Wendy, say something to make them call.
Well, I mean, I think... Maybe explain, you know, I didn't have any idea before I did my own radio show how expensive airtime is. Maybe give them an inkling on how expensive it is an hour on just one station.
Well, let me put it this way. when we started here with the pledge week this week, we needed from one month from that date to the middle of next month, we have to raise $61,619. Now, that's just for now to the middle of next month, $61,619. And so that's where how much we have to raise just to keep all of our stations going. So,
well, Pastor, why don't we be like the government? This past week, they just delivered in their members' representational allowance a 21% increase. They have staffers that were underpaid that earn only $199,300 a month. And now with the increased pay, they're going to be able to not only hire more staffers, but increase their pay. And, oh, it'll enable Congress to recruit and retain a talented and diverse, in other words, more sodomites, more transsexuals, more, you know, funny people, more diverse workforce. So here we are. We have this 15 to 20% inflation using the old figures from 1970, of course, not the new lies. We have these gas prices that are going to go up and up and up. We've got a recession coming. We are going to be in deep doo-doo. And what do? They spend more money on pork. They spend more money on building their staff, paying their people more money. And then all these pork bills that we've talked about, and we're just beginning to find out what's all in it. And then they've added all this. They're going to add another 150 officers to the Capitol Police Force. They're going to increase their pay because of all the insurrection and blah, blah, blah. The money just, I mean, we're spending money we do not have. And here we are having to beg for money. And all they do is start printing money, writing checks.
All right, Joe, Craig from Michigan pledges 100. Eva from the Bronx, New York pledges 25. Margaret from Australia pledges 500. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. And she knows what it's up, you know, what it's like to be up against what.
Bad down there. They really put their people on lockdown, didn't they?
Well, yeah, but those folks are like us. They had a 1.5 million car, convoy down there,
convoy.
Too. Yeah.
Trying to get freedom.
Freedom,
by the way,
freedom convoy. It was a freedom convoy, yeah.
And again, we talked about no news in that freedom convoy again today. All those truckers still there in D.C. somewhere. And crickets, we've got to support those people. They were putting themselves out, spent a lot of time, money they didn't have to help us keep our freedom. And we need to understand there's a revolution going on, and we must all join in the battle.
And so, folks, you remember now, who was it that betrayed you? Who was it that brought you what is happening? And who was it when you turn on that television and you look at that so-called anchor, that talking head there, and those people, they looked you in the eye, and they did not tell you the truth. But remember who it was that brought you the truth, that told you the truth. And
even if it's unpleasant, you must know the truth. So what you can know what to do, how to deal with it, how to make decisions in the future. You can only work with the truth.
Amen. And so one of the things that we brought to the truth about was with Aaron Babbitt, you know, what took place, that whole thing on January 6th, that was a false flag. The Democratic Communist Party put that off. Everything they told you was a lie. Nancy Pelosi refuses to turn loose of those thousands of hours of taping because it would convict her. That would put her in prison for life. And she knows it, and she refuses to give that. NBC, ABC, and CBS, they lied to you. They really lied to you. And so, here, NBC means nothing but criminal. That's what they are. They lied to you. We told you the truth. That is what we call, again, sleazy, lying, untruthful talk. In other words, what they call mainstream, we call it the slut media now. That's the new name, slut media. That's when we refer to that, because that's exactly what they are. It's totally as illegitimate as you can possibly be.
like CNN is Commie News Network. And, I mean, you know, if you think about all these media, but there is good news out there. One of the things we always talk about is abortion, how God hates the shit.
Oh, yeah, that is good news.
And
go ahead.
Ohio, their legislature won final approval in Idaho to pass the Texas-style bill, the Fetal Heartbeat Preborn Child Protection Act, is now going to be in a state, Idaho. Won't be a big state, but it's a start. Another, you know, another state added. And there's only one difference. It's it has to be a father, grandparent, sibling, aunt, or uncles to sue the abortionist for killing a child, where in Texas any citizen can file to sue. But this is what's going to stop the abortionist cold. So thank you, Lord.
And we're working on that, Joe, here in Ohio. We're working on the same type of thing here in Ohio.
Right. Working on it, and we just need that's something everybody can call their legislature. They can keep working past the heartbeat bill in your state. Write, you know, write letters, make phone calls. It's going to take people raising their voice loud and clear. That's how politicians hear things when it mass of people.
All right, Joe, anti-jab leftist from Jack, he pledges 40. Anonymous in Texas pledges 20. Sharon in Maine pledges 100. D from Illinois pledges 100. Angel from Tampa pledges 50. And we got, and they're still coming. Debbie from Oregon pledges 300. She matched you too, Wendy.
Match, another match to Wendy. Amen.
Okay, yeah. And they're coming in. JC from Detroit pledges 20. Already. I'll be getting just in a minute here. I'll find out where we stand.
While you're doing that, I got to tell a quickie. Remember how we told everybody this Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, there was a communist front group that the founders were all communists.
Yep, we did. And not only that, but they practiced Satanism. They admitted that they were practicing Satanism.
They did. Well, here we have a prominent Black Lives Matter activist called the Bostonian of the Year in 2020. Was indicted yesterday alongside her husband on accusations of treating an anti-violence charity as a personal piggy bank. Monica Cannon Grant and her husband Clark Grant conspired to use the charity Violence in Boston as a vehicle for personal enrichment when they founded the group in 2017. They're now being indicted on charges of stealing money that was supposed to buy meals for hungry children, help at-risk people cope with violence, organize, blah, blah, go help people pay for rent, you know, things like that, food and rent. And they were using it as their private piggy bank, well, which is what all good communists do, right?
Yep.
Take somebody else's money and use it to enrich themselves.
We need $1,400, Joe. We need $1,400. We're $1,400 short. Okay, so I tell you what we're going to do. Doers of the Word Baptist Church is going to pledge 1,000. Doers of the Word Baptist Church will pledge 1,000. And so that puts us at 400. We need 400 more to make our goal for tonight.
I'll add another 100 to what I pledged Monday night.
That makes us 300. We need 300 then tonight. So there you go. So we got that. So, folks, we only have 2 minutes. 2 minutes left to...
2 minutes for 200?
Yep, we have 2 minutes for 200, folks, so...
Hopefully one person will send in another 400 and we'll go over the top and actually be ahead of the game.
Absolutely. We need... That's it. Come on, one more person to call for 200. It'd be better, though. I'd like it more if you pledge 2,000. What do you think, Wendy? Wendy, say something.
Well, I'm listening to everybody. I mean, I think you're going to get a couple of calls. I mean, I usually send another money order at the end of the week. So, I mean, you can count on at least 200 for me. So,
can we count another 200? Then that's it. Then we made it.
Wow.
Put Wendy down for another 200. There you go.
You shouldn't have to be carrying the whole, that in the church. There's a lot of people, like I said, have never donated. So prayerfully consider We're going to be on the air two more nights, and we still have to raise a lot more money for the month.
Yeah, we've got actually less than 4 hours left to raise all of that money. And see, if enough people were to buy all of Wendy's herbal medicine and she would become like a multi-millionaire, then she would pay off my radio bill and she would buy me a Learjet like
no
the prize pair.
Learjet. You could pay off the radio bill, but no Learjets. That's a no-no.
No.
No Piper Cub. Quit dreaming.
All right. Very good. I mean, it's a thought, right? All right.
Wendy,
speaking of
we're
thought.
We're always like this when we're sober and neither one of us drink, so.
Mighty Andrew, how much time do I have left? All right. Okay, here you go. We have 3 minutes left. And so 3 minutes tonight, we got to tell folks, remember what we had read when over there in Isaiah 55 where he says, His word always accomplishes what it's set out to do.
Right.
And he puts that word out there, and we're trying to tell people they need, you know, what's happening. All of these things are signs of the Lord's soon return. And so what happens if you die in your sin? If you die in your sin, where do you spend eternity? In hell, Joe.
In hell, yeah.
That's right.
Not
well, you know,
not in the happy place, that's for sure.
That's right. And so I think, Lord's willing, unless it's changed, you know how we always try to do our program and our message, whatever my message is, and we always have to have an application of current events so people can see how it applies to us as we're living today, right?
Right.
And so I think this coming Sunday I'm going to be preaching on hell because a lot of people I know are going there. I'm looking and I'm seeing a whole lot of people out there that are dying every day and in their sin. And folks, see, God's word doesn't return void. As he said, his word always accomplishes. God is most merciful, most merciful. Everybody has an opportunity to avoid the lake of fire and to get to glory. God gives everybody an opportunity, and he's given you that opportunity, and we tell you this about it every night. And that, you know, that's why that's the most important thing that we can say on this radio program.
Amen.
Because every one of you out there,
saved, you want us to continue doing that every night.
Every one of you that are listening to us out there will die. That'll happen to you for sure. And again, and this is why we're trying to tell you, you need to be prepared. You need to make your salvation sure. How do you do that? The Lord Jesus made it easy. He said, pray to the Father, pray to God the Father in his name. Ask forgiveness of your sins. Ask forgiveness of your sins. And then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. If you do that, God is always faithful and true. He will always honor your commitment. He looks upon your heart. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And you'll be on the road to immortality. You have God's word on that. Listen, you have God's word on that. And there's nothing that's ever been as sure or nothing that can ever be more sure. We're out of time, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.